Welcome to the Kitchen Counter Podcast, episode 162. Let's cook pie crusts. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to this episode of the show. I am Roger, your host, and this is the podcast that's all about home cooking. Getting in the kitchen, having fun, learning new things, building our confidence, growing our skills, all that good stuff. And today, I'm bringing you the first part of a multi-part series of Let's Cook episodes, completely inspired by the folks over at the Kitchen Counter Coffee Break Facebook group. I put in a note there the other day about doing some more Let's Cook live episodes, but wondering what I should make. And several of the dishes, and I'll explain this too when the live segment comes up in a second, but several of the dishes that came up had a theme, and one of those themes was pie-type dishes, quiches, pot pies, and the like. And I thought, well, maybe I should do an episode on that sort of stuff. But to start it all off, of course, we have to begin at the beginning, which would be making a pie crust. So that's what today's Let's Cook episode is all about. Now, before I get into that really quick, just a reminder, the show notes for this particular episode will be over at kitchencounterpodcast.com/162. That's kitchencounterpodcast.com/162. Also, if you haven't checked it out already and you're interested, we have a great group of folks over in the Facebook group, the Kitchen Counter Coffee Break. And if you want to check that out, just head over to kitchencounterpodcast.com/group. That will take you to the page to be asked to let in. It's a private group, lots of food-loving folks in there, lots of folks who like to ask questions, answer questions, share pictures, awesome recipes, and all that kind of stuff. So definitely go check that out. Okay, so back to today's episode. Like I said, inspired by folks in that very Facebook group I just mentioned. And I thought there is a lot of material here, so I'm going to probably turn this into maybe two or three episodes. Beginning, of course, today with pie crust, and it'll feel maybe a little bit incomplete because I'm going to end the cooking portion of the episode at the point to where the pie crusts are put together and chilling, or at least the dough is put together and chilling in the fridge. I'm going to stop it there. And then in the subsequent episodes, when I start up, I'll explain what I'm doing with that pie crust that I have in the fridge chilling, how I start from there. So for example, possibly the next episode I do will be quiche. So then I'll explain how I start with that chilled pie dough to make the bottom crust for a quiche, and then I'll take it from there. So if you already know how to make pie crust, you have your own recipe, or if you don't want to fuss with all that and you just want to use like pre-made pie crust bought from the store, hey, that's all cool too. Doesn't bother me at all. But if you're interested in getting your arms around making a pie crust, I can tell you, very simple. It is a little bit finicky, so there's a few things you want to watch out for, which I'll talk about in the episode. But, you know, you can have a couple of crusts in the fridge beginning to chill in about 15 or 20 minutes. It really does not take a lot of work. And the ingredients are fairly common. You might already have all of them in your pantry. One other note about this episode is I use all hand tools in here. There's a portion where I'm using a pastry blender or a dough blender or a pastry cutter. I use all those terms interchangeably, by the way, in this upcoming episode. So I know I'll probably frustrate some purists, but just it's whatever term comes to my brain and sticks with me in these Let's Cook episodes. But I know some folks use food processors for these early parts of like blending the ingredients together, the fats and the flour and whatnot. You can certainly do that, but I kept it all a manual process so it could be as universal as possible. All right, everybody, I'll leave it at that for now. Have a listen to how to put together a pie crust, and then in the next day or so, maybe 2 days, it'll be quick because I already have it recorded, I will be talking about a quiche, and then I actually have a couple of other ideas in the works as well for how to use this great pie crust we just made. All right, everybody, enjoy, and I'll catch you on the other side. Hey, everybody, welcome to the kitchen. Roger here, and today on the show, I am going to be tackling the first part of what I think will become maybe a couple different parts of a Let's Cook series. On the Facebook group, the Kitchen Counter Coffee Break, I asked a few days ago that I wanted to do some more live cooking episodes, but I wasn't sure what to do them on, and I wanted some suggestions. And a theme that seemed to come out from that on a lot of your suggestions in that group were, well, things like a quiche came up and seemed to be a popular item, pot pies, like chicken pot pies. And so instantly when I was reading through, and there's a lot of other good suggestions, many of which I'll probably get to, like a chicken tikka masala, biscuits, chicken dishes, all sorts of good stuff in there. But what I thought I saw emerging here was a theme, and that was things that have pie crusts or in which you need to make a pie crust in order to make the dish. And I've never tackled pie crusts on the show or pies in general. I don't think I have anyway. Admittedly, I'm not a huge baker, but today I thought I would do at least one Let's Cook episode on making a good all-purpose flaky pie crust. And then maybe we'll do a couple other episodes on putting those pie crusts to use, perhaps making quiche. I was, this morning, I was just over at a new Latin supermarket we have in town. Awesome, awesome store. Very inspiring store to browse through. I picked up a lot of good stuff there. So maybe another episode I'm going to do, I think I'm planning on doing, would be to make empanadas using this pie crust. So why don't we jump right into this? We'll do this homemade flaky pie crust. And as I mentioned, I don't really have a family recipe or a go-to recipe, nor am I a baking expert. But the one recipe I have found and I think is a pretty darn good recipe comes from Sally's Baking Addiction over at the sallysbakingaddiction.com blog. She, and I'll put links to this in the show notes, of course. She has a homemade buttery flaky pie crust recipe that is pretty easy, pretty foolproof as far as pie crusts go. And that's what I'm going to walk you through today. I'm going to be basing this on that recipe. And then for subsequent episodes, when we do the empanadas and the quiche and whatever else we want to do, we'll be referring probably back to this pie crust recipe. All right, so what do we need to make this pie crust? Well, the ingredient list is pretty simple. We're using all-purpose flour, 2.5 cups, or about 315 grams of all-purpose flour. We have a teaspoon of salt, 6 tablespoons of unsalted butter that we have cubed up. And I'm using her recipe or recommendation where she does part butter, part shortening for her crust. So I've got 3/4 cup of vegetable shortening, and I've got some ice water here from which we'll measure out about 1/2 cup as we get to that part of the recipe. As far as equipment, you're going to need a pretty decent size mixing bowl, you know, various mixing, measuring cups, measuring spoons. I've got a wooden spoon I'm going to use to mix up the dough. I've got a silicone spoon that I'm going to use sort of as my silicone spatula to scoop out the shortening and all that sort of stuff. And then a pastry blender, also sometimes called a pastry cutter or a dough blender. It looks sort of like a medieval weapon of war. It's got a handle and these two sides come down, they're metal, and then you have these blades that are curved on the other side, and they almost look like a pair of medieval brass knuckles or something with blades. I don't know. But you could, if you don't have one of these, you can also use a couple of forks to mix up your dough, but this will make life a lot easier. And incidentally, I think I've mentioned it before, pastry blenders, pastry knives like this, pastry cutters are really good for making guacamole. FYI, it really makes the cutting up of the avocado and the mashing up go really quickly. Okay, so I've got all my ingredients out and ready to go. One note on the butter and the shortening, you do want those cold. You want them chilled. You don't want the butter to come to room temperature. You don't want the shortening to be at room temperature. So either you've had them in the fridge, and preferably after you take out the butter, for example, and cube it up, you want to get it back in the fridge so it can chill for a while, because even just the act of being out in room temperature and you handling it will start to heat it up. And you want it as cold as possible, because the fats being cold are the critical element to a good flaky pie crust. Now, I didn't have a lot of time to chill before I started recording, so I actually put my cubed butter in a little bowl and my shortening in a little bowl, and I just tossed it in the freezer to give it a quick chill. I'm going to check those out really quick. Yep, they feel pretty good. I'm just going to leave them in there as long as possible. Now, you don't want to freeze them, because if you freeze it solid, then obviously you're not going to be able to work with it. So you just want them nice and chilled. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, you are going to need a place where you can work the dough, right? So a clean area where you can put some flour down and, to work and roll out your dough.
And again, for that complete ingredient list, you can head over to the show notes, which I'll mention or have mentioned at the top of this episode, and I'll mention again at the end. But for now, the first thing we're going to do, we've put our all-purpose flour into a large mixing bowl. We're going to go ahead and mix in the salt. So I'm just going to sprinkle in my teaspoon of salt. I'm just going to use my pastry cutter here just to give it a mix, to incorporate it all around. And then really, the hard part, or I should say the part with the most effort, is the next part. And that's where we're going to go ahead and use this pastry cutter to cut the fat into the flour. So I'm going to go ahead and grab that stuff out of the freezer. Grab my butter and my shortening. And you can use my silicone spoon here just to drop it into the bowl. In go the butter cubes. And when I say cubed butter, I usually kind of cut them up into maybe quarter inch cubes. The smaller you cut them up, of course, the easier it'll just be to incorporate them in the long run. Okay, I got the shortening in as well. And now, really, all we're doing here is we're using the pastry cutter, and I'm just going to work through the fat, slicing down, lifting up. I just like to give the bowl maybe a small turn every time I do it. And this is going to take a little bit of elbow grease just to cut through. And you want to do this until your dough resembles maybe coarse dirt, coarse soil or something. That's a pretty terrible analogy for the kitchen, isn't it? But you want, you know, all-purpose flour is very fine and powdery, right, obviously. So once you get the fat all cut in, you're going to want it to look much coarser and rougher. And I'll put some pictures of it up on the show notes so you can see what I'm talking about. You can also just go over to Sally's Baking Addiction, to her pie crust recipe, and she's got all sorts of great pictures and stuff too. Her blog in general, if you haven't gone to it, you really should if you're a baker, because she has some phenomenally good recipes there. And they're always great recipes, and I really do trust her to have the right baking stuff there when I go looking for things. So, you know, probably 8 out of 10 times if I'm looking for something baking-wise and her blog has it, that's my go-to place. Okay, so I'm cutting the fat in, again, shortening and butter. If you want to make, if you don't like shortening, you could certainly do an all-butter version of this, and Sally has some information on her blog on how to do that. You could also, if you want to make this vegan, you could omit the butter and do a version with all shortening. But from several sources I've studied up, say that a combo of butter and shortening is a great combination of flavor and texture in the final product. So that's just what I'm going to go with, but feel free to alter how you see fit based on what you have on hand or your dietary preferences. This does take a little bit of work. You can probably hear me using the pastry cutter, turning the bowl. Occasionally, I just take a butter knife and scrape off from the sides of this pastry cutter some of the fat that's gotten stuck on there. There's a big cube of butter just stuck to the side, not getting mixed in, so I knock that back in. The reason you want this to resemble something like a coarse meal, that will, again, lend itself to a very flaky crust when you go to bake it, because the fat and the water content in the fat, particularly the butter, when it cooks, it'll melt and steam and create pockets of air. That all helps with the flakiness. So I'm getting to a point pretty close to where I want to be. This is for the first part of the pie crust, this is about where all your elbow grease is going to be expended, really. Take a look at this. Clean my pastry cutter off. Yeah, it's got a pretty good coarse meal. There's still a couple of big chunks of butter. I just want to make sure I get incorporated here. Okay. We are in a good spot now. All right, that's ready for the next step. And here's where the ice water is going to come into play. So I have a mixing cup full of just ice water, no amount in particular, but definitely more than a half a cup. I'm going to pour out about a half a cup into a small mixing bowl, a little measuring bowl, I should say, so I know exactly where the half cup mark is on that. And I'm just getting it to the half cup mark to get me about where we'll probably need to be so I can eyeball it when I'm mixing the rest of this up. It may take a little bit more or a little bit less water, but what we're going to do now is we're just going to drop in about a tablespoon of water at a time. I'm going to use a wooden spoon to mix in that water into my coarse meal, my coarse dough right now. And we're going to do that until the dough really starts sticking together in big clumps. I don't want this to be like a pasta dough where it's nice and smooth. I just want to mix this together as I pour in about a half a tablespoon of that ice cold water. Again, we want to make sure the water is icy cold so we're not melting the fats. And you want to do this, you know, you don't want to take too much time because the longer your crust mixture is out and the more you work it, the more heat it's going to take in and the more opportunity for the fats to melt in. And we want to avoid that as much as we can. So I'm just eyeballing about a tablespoon at a time, pouring in and giving it a mix. Pie crusts are pretty intimidating, so I think this is a good thing we tackle today. In this pie crust, as I mentioned at the beginning, once this comes into shape, it's going to be a great pie crust to use for whatever you might need a crust for. Like I said, whether it's a pot pie or empanadas or turnovers or fruit pies, whatever the case may be, a galette. You can make a great galette with this, which is basically a rustic open-faced pie that you don't even use a pie pan for. You just sort of shape it out, put your filling in the middle, and fold up the edges and bake it. Okay, mixing it in. So again, you want to get this to the point where it's coming together in pretty large chunks. You don't want it to be gummy and gooey, but it should be sticking together because the next step of this, we're going to turn it out onto a floured surface and we're going to work it with our hands just so we can bring it together basically into a big ball. And we want it to be able to stick together and not be too dry that it just falls apart. But also it shouldn't be so wet that it gets gummy and sticky all over your hands. I'm thinking about there. I didn't even use a full half a cup of water there. I probably have a couple of tablespoons left. So just eyeball it. Okay. Now I'm going to take my floured surface here, sprinkle just a little all-purpose flour. I have a Silpat roll pat that I use just so I don't do it on my countertop. If you have a nice clean countertop, you could. It doesn't really matter. This is just easier cleanup to me. I'm going to flour up my hands as well. And then I am going to pour this pie crust out. And then I'm going to just take my hands and work it a little bit together so it all comes into one nice big ball. It almost feels like I put maybe almost a little too much water in here. So probably should talk less and pay more attention. But it is coming together nicely. And it's as easy as that. I mean, it doesn't take a lot of working, a lot of kneading. You just want everything holding together in a nice ball. And we're almost to the end of the first phase of the pie crust here. I'm just going to take a butter knife and eyeball about half of the ball. I'm going to cut it right down the middle. So I end up with two roughly equal pieces. This is going to what will amount to your top and your bottom crust. And I'm just going to roll those up and then pat them into a nice disc of dough, shooting for about, I don't know, half an inch thick or so. Again, you don't want to work it too much with your hands because the heat from your hands are going to melt all that fat. You should be able to see chunks of the fat intact inside these discs. And now what we want to do is to chill this pie crust. So we're going to take some plastic wrap, saran wrap, and we're going to wrap each disc here individually. Wrap it nice and tight. Now, if you plan on using the crust like the same day or the next day or in the next couple of days, you want to put these little fellas right into the fridge to chill at least for, I would say, 2 hours. You could put it in the fridge up to maybe 3 days or so. I hate saran wrap. Just give me a second here. I can't talk and work with saran wrap at the same time. It's an impossible task. I know you feel my pain. Okay, there we go. You want to put these in the fridge to chill for a couple of hours at least before you use them. The other great thing you can do with this pie crust is you can freeze it. So once you get it good and tightly wrapped in your plastic wrap, in disc form, you could throw these right into the freezer where you could freeze them for up to 3 months. And then if you wanted to use them, you would just go ahead and take them out of the freezer about 24 hours to thaw into the fridge before you were going to use them. And then, yeah, you've got pie crust ready to go whenever you need it. The other thing I might say about this pie crust recipe is this makes two crusts, right? So if you need a double crusted pie where you've got a crust on the bottom and a crust on the top, this recipe will have you covered. If you're only looking for a single crusted pie, like a quiche, for example, where you only have crust on the bottom, it's not covered with a crust, you could cut this recipe in half or just make the recipe as normal, and then you can freeze your other crust for maybe a future quiche or future use or whatever you want to do with it. All right, folks, that's it. That's how you make a pie crust. Now, we didn't get into the part where we're going to roll it out and use it. We will do that, I think, in the upcoming episodes when we talk about the different dishes we'll make with this pie crust, and we'll start at the point where we're taking the pie crust out of the fridge and rolling it out. But this is how you prep a pie crust, and you have a couple of delicious all-purpose pie crusts in the fridge, ready to go in a couple of hours. Again, in the show notes, I will put the link to Sally's recipe on Sally's Baking Addiction, and she has all sorts of other good information and notes in that recipe as well. So if you really want to study up on pie crusts, head over there and check it out. All right, talk to you soon. Hey, everybody. Well, I hope you enjoyed that episode on making pie crust. As I mentioned at the very beginning, we kind of stopped. Maybe it felt a little incomplete because I didn't do anything with those pie crusts. But in the next couple of episodes, I'm going to do live cooking shows that will actually put those pie crusts to use. So stay tuned. In a couple of days, I think quiche will be the next one to come out, and we'll do an episode on that. And again, if you want the recipe from Sally's Baking Addiction, excellent blogs I mentioned in the live cooking segment. If you're into baking or want to be into baking, that's definitely a blog you should go check out. Sally is pretty amazing. Anyway, the show notes, kitchencounterpodcast.com/162. I will put the link to the pie crust that I used from Sally's Baking Addiction on the show note page there, along with links to a few other things I mentioned, some tools and things like that. All right, everybody, I'm going to leave it at that for now. Keep your eyes peeled for a new episode coming out very soon where we'll be taking the pie crust to the next level and turning them into some actual dishes. And of course, as always, I'm extremely grateful that you decided to spend your time with me today listening to this podcast. I know it's been a little bit sparse between episodes lately. You know, what can I say? Life is full, but I love all you guys so much, and I really look forward to putting out a lot more episodes for you. So if you want to get a hold of me, feedback@kitchencounterpodcast.com is the best way, or once again, find me over in the Facebook group. All right, everybody, stay safe, stay healthy, get in the kitchen, cook with what you have some fun learning some new things. And until next time, I'm Roger with the Kitchen Counter Podcast. Happy cooking.